Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller, Intuitive Medium, and welcome to the show. I cannot believe it is December already, and Christmas is coming upon us. Thank you for joining. I'm going to get to some calls later. Well, what do I want to talk about today? Well, let me just start with a little bit. I've been doing this, I say over 20 years. It's actually more than that. as the time goes by, I tend to minimize the amount of years I've been working as an intuitive and medium. And I use the word psychic. I actually, and my clients know, I don't really like that word, but I guess people can relate to that. But having had this ability or gift my whole life, I basically came to a point and, you know, I stopped questioning it. And I kind of want to talk about the clients that come to me, and when you are seeking out advice from a medium or an intuitive, the most important thing, and so this might take on a little bit of a life coaching aspect, I guess. I mean, with what I do, I am very specific. I am known for dates, and I help guide people to what I refer to as a higher path, a higher vibration. And we have many, many different paths and things that we can choose to take. So I guess where I'm getting with that is, you know, anything outside of yourself, you can go to any quote-unquote reader, intuitive, medium, healer. The key, and what I've learned in, let's just say, 30 years that I've been doing this, the key really starts with personal responsibility. And that's what I wanted to share today on the radio with you guys, because whatever you have faced in your life, whatever you are going through, wherever you are at this moment, the future is at our disposal, meaning we create it as individuals. So somebody can come to me and I can see, I work a lot with energy, a lot with vibration, and I could see various specific things coming in. But if you are not in the space to create those things, and that's why I put the tag today, Law of Attraction, okay, because it really is the key. Self-determination, belief, understand, and I have had so many clients come to me, and I, you know, the first thing you need to work on is, where are you today? What do you see for yourself? What do you believe? Every day is an opportunity to shift your path in the future. It doesn't matter what you've been through, the heartache you have faced. So you need to start every day with the mindset of, okay, today is a new day. I'm going to do something different that didn't work in the past, and therefore I'm going to bring a different energy in my future. And what I mean by that, and it's so crucial, and as energy and as beings of light and energy, we need to understand that our thought system, our belief, we are emitting energy and drawing things to our reality. And so to break it down, in other words, if you have things you're struggling with, if you don't have a support system of people that are supporting you and have a positive outlook, a positive belief, these are creating a rift in your vibration. You may not think much of it. Maybe you enjoy, you know, speaking to people and they have a lot of drama in their life or a lot of negativity. That filters into your reality. And it's crucial. So I want everybody this year in 2019 to make a concerted effort and understand that what you surround yourself with, meaning the people you engage with, you're either moving towards a direction of doing something positive or you're being counterintuitive. So surround yourself with positive, like-minded beings. Even what we watch, even what we take in, what we don't think is so important is affecting our daily life. So I work with clients, number one, to break out of old patterns. And some of that is a thought process, because nothing I see, nothing I get, anybody that comes to me, unless you are doing the work, the daily manifestations, the visual, the belief system, you know, every thought we have is creating something in our day-to-day reality. Science has proven this. I don't need to tell you all that. So whether it's a job, whether it's something you're just dissatisfied with, that's where it starts. It starts with, okay, where do I want to go? How do I, not even where do you want to go, where do you see yourself going? What do you see yourself creating? And know that every day you can shift this. If it's a new job, find out what your passion is. I have so many people that come to me and say, hey, I'm just so unhappy. I have this 9-to-5 job. I'm just like, nah, 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 nothing's going right, nothing. You know, no. Okay, what is your passion? What makes you happy? Many times that's doing something for somebody else. I often recommend getting involved in something that is bigger than yourself, whether that's, you know, a local charity, something that inspires you. Okay, that shifts the dynamic. I know this sounds a little bit hocus-pocus today and airy-fairy, but it really is true. The only person, and I've noticed this client after client, and I work with clients for sometimes 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, the only person preventing you from your future is you, okay? So having said that, make 2019 a great year. I feel like there's a lot of energy. 2018 felt a little tough to me. I'm talking on a universal kind of scale. So I'm a believer in that, and those that come to me know that. I do guide people to sort of rid blocks in their life. I use my mediumship first and foremost. You know, and I'm still growing. 30 years in doing this, and I am still growing. I just worked on a project which was quite interesting, even for myself, in the media, because I said I will only portray myself in a certain way, and somehow the guides kind of took over and decided that's not how it's going to go. So that will be very interesting in my future. But I'm going to get to some callers. I want you guys to know that I do offer a Christmas special for December. So, you know, if you're a first-time client, that is $50 off any one of my sessions. And if you've been to me, it's basically $25 is the Christmas special. So reach out to me via email. I am not somebody to say, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I guide you directly, give very specific advice. So know that, and nothing is negative. I don't ever take a negative spin on anything. Perception is our reality. So even perceiving something that is seemingly not feeling the most positive in your life ultimately leads you to a positive. So if you are seeking out readers or intuitives and you feel like it's sort of a negative message, that's not how you should leave a reading ever. You should never feel like anything is set in stone. Being an intuitive and a psychic, we see very specific things, but the goal is to guide you and help you attain that. And that comes through very specific work. And without that, you're going to stay on the same cycle. Things are cyclical, people. Things will keep repeating in your life until you move to a new level and break patterns. That's just, you know, the nature of energy and the nature of the way things work. Okay, I'm going to get to some callers and stop babbling. Know that I will pick up names, dates, very specific things. Sometimes you won't connect to it. That's okay. I've learned in 30 years, everything has meaning. It has nothing to do with me. So let's get to our first caller and see where we're at. I'm kind of drawn here. So,
hello.
Hello. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Rose.
Oh, hi, Rose. Where are you calling from? Are you in Jersey?
We're from New Jersey.
You are in Jersey. I don't know how I knew that. What can I help you with, Rose? What's the question?
Well, right now I'm working on a temp job, and it's supposed to be coming to an end. They asked me to come back in January also, but I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm very concerned because I don't want to be out of work, and I'm hope to find something very soon. I was hoping you could tell me what you see.
Okay, I do feel like you will go back, but I'm looking at 6 months, Rose. I feel like you go back in January. Is there a David around this position or the name David around you?
No.
Okay, well, I want you to remember that name or D initial, but I feel like you're going to go back in January. I'm not seeing it. I'm going to 6 months. So I do feel important that January you start putting the feelers out and you'll have a different position probably by the end of next year.
Oh, I can't be out of work that long. That's all you see?
No. You'll be with the company another 6 months.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you said I would
No. You'll be with the company another 6 months, but it's important for you starting in January to start lining your next position up. I don't see
you being out of work.
Yeah, I don't see you being out of work for more than 4 weeks, if that. But that's why I'm guided to tell you, in come January, start looking for something else and preparing yourself, because it does not feel like more than 6 months. Also feels like whatever this company you're working with is going through some internal changes as well, meaning that there's going to be quite a few layoffs or they're restructuring. There may be a new CEO coming in. I don't know. I keep hearing the name David, so I don't know who or what that is, but it has direct meaning for you.
Oh, David is
the
CEO of the company that I'm working with, but I don't know him at all. I thought
That's David, the CEO. Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. But so maybe he's being replaced or something around him. It's just I'm looking behind the scenes. But the big picture is you're meant to move into a different position, and it will be better for you in the long run. So just know that and try to stay out of the fear. I know it's hard, but you know, there is something around the past coming around you, too, I want to say, in a positive way, around a female that you may have worked with that might lead you to something else. Yeah.
At another company, though, right? Not at this company.
No, at another company.
All right. That's what I thought. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and have a great 2019.
You too. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye. Yep, that was David, the CEO. So something's going on there. It feels like it's more the company going through changes. All right, let's get to the next caller. Try to keep it to one question, guys. Get to everyone. Hey there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Kiki calling.
Oh. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Kiki.
Oh, hi, Kiki. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Okay. Where are you located? I like to hear the location.
Illinois, please.
Oh, Illinois. Okay. What's your question, Kiki?
I wanted to know what you see coming up surrounding relationship.
Okay. I feel like you have gotten over something, or there was something troubling. Why am I hearing five? 5 years ago? Five? Were you involved with something, or something shift 5 years ago, approximately?
Yeah, there was somebody I met 5 years ago.
Okay.
And of course,
have you cleared him out, Kiki?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, good. You're not originally, are you originally from the East Coast?
No.
It's interesting because I'm sort of flipping. It's funny. I'm sort of seeing somebody tied to maybe Connecticut with you or the East Coast, which is probably somebody coming around you in the future. Just remember that. No, it's good. I get a sense that you've cleared out the past relationships and that you're entering something new, which is very positive. I don't know how to put it other than I feel like you have had to learn a lot from these relationships. In other words, these men were not the best. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you're kind of what I refer to as, you know, you like to take care of or fix. And so a lot of the men I'm sort of seeing in your past had a lot of issues, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
But I feel like you're over that and you're bringing in a new energy. It does feel like somebody's interested in you currently. Are you considering is there somebody in your space right now? Because this feels kind of positive. Okay, good. And he's kind of different from the rest, it feels. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to report it feels really good. You know, everybody has issues. I mean, he might be struggling with an ex or some issues from a past relationship. But other than that, I don't see any serious red flags. And I think you're headed, believe it or not, I know I'm going to shock you saying this, but another marriage.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. You're going to be married. He'll probably propose to you this year, and you will be married, 2020.
I wouldn't
Michael.
Be surprised. He's very serious.
Who's Michael?
Michael is somebody from the past.
Okay, good, because I'm hearing Michael, not like Michael, so good.
Oh, okay, somebody from the past, definitely. Two guys actually. So I'm not sure which of them. So.
Well,
which one you pick?
You have a really good energy moving forward. So it feels like a complete shift, which is really good. I see a new marriage. This guy is very serious. Does he build or do construction? Because he wants to build something is what I'm hearing. It could just be he wants to build your relationship, but I'm kind of feeling like he physically wants to build something.
Oh, no. He's a doctor. And he's not building anything, so I don't know. Okay, well, they are both doctors, I don't know.
Well, no, it's interesting. I'm literally, like, I get build, but then I am, maybe he will have a home built or something built for you. Literally seeing physical, like, people building or working on a property. So this guy's very serious about you. So he'll probably propose summertime.
Lynn, there are two guys there. Oh, do you have a description on the one that you're picking up? Oh, no.
Well, doctor makes sense. I see medical.
Both
of them are doctors? How do you
have
two doctors there?
I don't know.
Girl.
At some point, I think that would be about
wears reading. He wears reading glasses.
They both wear reading glasses.
Okay, let me go further. It's the taller of the two.
Okay, one.
And somehow.
Okay, go ahead. I don't want to spoil this. I just want to make sure I'm picking the right one.
Well, I can tell you there's a connection with one of them to the Southwest, if that makes sense.
Okay. One of them used to live in Washington.
Nope. I'm going more towards Texas, Arizona. Maybe they worked or studied there. You might have to research this. I do see an A initial. Does that make sense?
No.
Around A. Family, brother, A initial. Around family, brother, Southwest connection, as well as Colorado.
Okay.
Have you been, one is 6 months. Feels like you've been dating 6 months.
No.
Tell me their names. I can tell you which one. Just tell me their names.
Oh, okay, one of them is called Louise, and then the other one is Yodren Danette.
What's the other one's name?
Yodren Danette.
Second one.
Okay.
Second one. Yeah. Well, good
okay,
for you. You've got your.
He's the taller one.
He's what?
He's the taller one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm seeing the taller one. And when you said the second name. So he feels a little more intense, a little more wanting to move forward relationship wise. So I feel like that is your man.
Okay. All right, cool.
It will become. Yeah, congratulations. And it will become even more clear in the next 3 months. So just know that.
All right. Okay. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, stay in touch.
Thank
you.
Got
a good special. So, all right.
I will.
Yep. Oh, wow. She's lucky. She's got two to choose from. Isn't that where we all want to be? Have our options open. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hey there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, this is Sharon.
Hello.
Thank you
for taking my call. How are you?
Hi.
Of course.
I'm okay.
Where are you located?
I'm in Nebraska.
Hey, is there a man on the other side around you? It feels like father figure or grandfather.
Yeah, my father and my son.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Both of them. There's very strong male presence on the other side, and it feels like it's the anniversary around one of them wanting to come through. Is that your son?
Wow. Yes. Recently.
I'm so sorry. Was it in the month of November?
Yes.
Oh, he's very strong with you. I just want you to know that. Tell me his first name.
Jared.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. He's just a loving soul on the other side. He's very showing you love and wanting to come through and apologizing. Does that make sense?
Because he's not here. When I found out about it, I mean, I screamed at him to come back. The whole city heard me yelling at night.
Sweetie, was it sudden? Was it sudden?
Yes, murder.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he's very strong around you, and it was very sudden, and have you resolved it? I mean, did they get who was responsible? It feels like he's really wanting to come through to work this out.
No, they didn't. They just kind of wrote it off as an accident, and it wasn't. It was obvious. Yeah. And.
I'm so sorry. It's only been a year? Has it been a year or just a couple months?
No, it's been 14 years.
14 years. Oh, God. Well, just know he's very much with you, and I guess what he's showing you is just lack of law enforcement, you know?
Right. I really wanted to hear from him, so I'm kind of in a transition period right now. I've got a lot of legal stuff around me and was wanting some advice.
Okay.
But I wanted to hear from him, you know, my family, as far as what do I do, you know. I've got people trying to take my home, and there's no justice here, but I'm hoping, I'm trying to figure out if there's a lawyer or somebody that'll help me.
Yes, yeah, there is. I get a very strong tenacity about you, you know, very, which is good. Which is good. Yeah, you're. I feel like your son's confirming that. Like, you just stay on it. Keep looking. You'll persevere. You haven't found the right person yet legally, but you will. February will bring some news for you in a positive way, but just keep fighting. Then you'll come out the other end.
I have to go to court in, like, 7 days for eviction.
Okay.
So I don't know if you see that working out or if I can stop it or...
I am seeing, unfortunately, a lot of court stuff and legal stuff. I do get time, meaning you'll be able to have enough time to work through what you need to do next.
Okay.
Yeah, very tough energy around the landlord, around this. It feels like it's almost ultimately better for you to clear out and clear the space, and that's what next year is going to bring for you, is new beginnings, new spaces. Sometimes it's not worth fighting what we think we need to fight for. It's ultimately better to move on.
I own this home, and people have put a fraudulent mortgage on. So it's like they're trying to steal it, basically. And they're not a landlord, but they have done a lot of illegal stuff. Not them per se, but
I'm
trying to
I see.
Save my home is what I'm trying to do. But I
you
thought
will.
About moving to New York.
No, you will. You will, but you're going to move. You will save your home, but ultimately you're going to move and possibly rent it out.
Okay.
And there's also the name Stephen, also the name Stephen. I don't know who this is. It could be a legal representative or somebody. S initial male.
I have a friend who's very sick by that name. I don't know. Is this regard, you're thinking legally? This is the legal stuff?
Well, it's somebody that's going to guide you in some way or lead you to something or help you.
Okay. Okay.
But ultimately, oh, my gosh, my show's ending. But ultimately, you will move. So it's going to be very positive, but I'm hearing just stick to it. Stick to your guns. You'll come out ahead. It's a little tedious, but then next year will bring a big clearing for you. So I hope that helps. If you want to, you know, do a private session, we can go really into details.
Sure.
I think the radio is going to cut me off.
Okay,
so
honey.
Keep me posted.
Thank you.
Anyways, my email's on there, so if you want to just update me,
okay.
That's fine, too. All right.
Okay.
Good luck. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I should do hour shows because this stuff can go on and on and on. Yeah, sometimes it's a matter of just persevering, fighting, and sticking to your gun and not giving up, and then things shift. So... I want to wish everybody happy holidays. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. I am offering a great special, guys. So if you do want some counseling, want a session time, please email me. First-time clients, $50 off any session. So I wish you all well. And please stay in touch. My email, reach out, and we'll speak to you all soon. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and make 2019 great.